What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our guest is Ken Kaufman. Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you, Pat.
Nice to see you. The CEO of Treem. We'll get into that in a minute. But basically, it's a new Facebook, if you want to simplify it, right?
Yes, it is.
So this is what it looks like, and we'll get to it in the next segment. And we'll talk about this, but tell me what Treem does.
Well, Treem organizes your content and all your friends in a way that you can push information out to the people who you want to see.
Anything you want.
Anything you want, but...
So I'm reading something about your Jets.
Yes, sorry, my New York Jets, sorry.
Sorry. I want you to see the article, and you're in one of my trees, right?
That's right.
One of my branches. I just push it to you, right?
That's correct. So, the concept is rather than sending everything to everybody, that you can go ahead and send content to the people you want to send it to.
We'll get to that in a minute. It's private, though, right?
It's private.
Okay. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur? You've been an entrepreneur your whole life.
I have. You know, I think growing up in Brooklyn, New York, my parents are both educators. They wanted me to be an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor. And I said, let me give this sales marketing thing a try. So I think I always wanted to be. It maybe wasn't popular during those days to say so.
What was your first job?
My first job was working for a hardware company, so it was a computer company back in Long Island, New York, that we resold computers. It was really National Cash Register, or NCR.
So people dropped off old computers?
No, we really sold computers to entrepreneurs who were going ahead and developing software to run on them.
Mm-hmm. And what was the worst job you ever had?
When I was 14 years old, one of the guys, one of the most successful guys on my block, back in New York we had blocks, and he ran a cleaning business. Anyone who could ride their bicycle to his factory got an opportunity to go ahead and work for him. And I lived in Brooklyn, New York. It wasn't the greatest area. I got on my bike and I went to work for him. And what we did is we cleaned napkins and tablecloths that were rented to restaurants. Mm-hmm. Very interesting business, full of bugs and full of all sorts of interesting aspects of climbing streets in New York City, going to restaurants, pulling out, counting the linens and doing all that
fun
stuff.
A good experience.
Great experience. A gentleman, he's passed, but he was brilliant, and I learned a lot from him.
You know that nothing in the dry cleaning business has changed ever since it began.
Well, you know, good, then I have a career.
Steve Fazio here, and he was telling me it's just nothing has changed. And I remember, I know blocks.
Yep.
But in California, you never say, oh, it's about four blocks.
No, we don't.
You say it's about 8 minutes.
That's correct.
So you kind of always wanted to be an entrepreneur. What gave you the drive to do that?
You know, I think people kind of doubting that I could do it. You know, I was this redheaded boy who got made fun of. I was a good athlete, but a typical young guy who was pushed around a little bit when he was younger, and I just felt I had the ability to do something. I wasn't brilliant, but I was a good talker and smart enough.
You know, this product is brilliant.
Thank you.
You trained in MMA, right?
I to say I trained in MMA is funny. My son was doing karate, and in the back of where he was doing karate, there were these guys fighting in a cage. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And they invited me to join, and it turns out a lot of them are fighters in the UFC. And I spent about 3 years working with them, and I was by far the worst, but what an experience. These guys are amazing.
Being the worst in that is like, you know,
Yeah, I mean, they actually, everybody wanted to fight, so they used to have people come in and they say, go fight Ken in the corner, and they say, boy, that guy's good, and then they say, that guy's the worst guy we have here. You know, he's a 38-year-old MMA, he's nothing, and it was humbling, but it was a lot of fun.
Are the MMA moves hard to do?
You know, I play chess, and it really is a lot like chess.
Really?
I mean, it really is, Pat, it's a very interesting sport because it's very cerebral.
So what's cerebral about jumping in the thing?
What's cerebral is not necessarily the striking, but when somebody gets on top of you, how to escape, getting an underhook.
Just keep rolling, right?
Keep rolling is what they call it.
I know the answer there. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Ken Kaufman is CEO of Treem, which means Tree Mobile, right?
That's correct.
So we'll get to it. It's pretty good. It's like a new Facebook. Not pretty good. It's the best thing I've seen in a long time.
Well, thank you.
So who are your mentors?
You know, the first guy who I spoke about, he's passed, but his name was Bernard Stein, and he was a guy who was just an amazing sales guy, amazing operator.
I love guys like that.
Yeah, he used to answer the phone, and I'm not making this up, he used to answer the phone and say, let me put you on hold, and you can talk to my sales guy, and then he'd put on a different voice and be the sales guy. he was just an amazing, amazing guy.
Yeah.
And so I learned an awful lot from him, and then, you know, there's a lot of people I learned, on my way up. I worked for very big companies in Fortune 50 companies, and I learned a lot there as well.
And the lesson there is to attach yourself, how many people are you? Attach yourself to somebody who's smarter than you.
Yeah, that's always the message to me. Surround yourself with people who are smarter.
And ask questions and listen.
Two ears, one mouth.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think a lot of people do that. Who's your favorite entrepreneur? That guy is still, I mean... Stein.
No, that guy passed. No, I mean, he was an amazing entrepreneur. The world's changed so much now. I mean, what we had did with my last company, which was Pure Wellness, we grew a company to notable size with no venture. We did it by ourselves, bootstrapped it. And I don't know if you can do that today. So, you know, the old term entrepreneurs who started from nothing and made something, those are the people who inspire me.
Right. So some people say they bootstrap, but I would think, is it easier to raise money now?
You know, I think everything is so fast and so big.
I was just thinking, it used to be, go to Silicon Valley and they'll give you money. Now it's what?
Well, you know, now I think it's changed a little. I think people want to see that you have the ability to build something and have some level of success before they want to put millions of dollars into a project. So you have to have some level of success, not just an idea. You have to be able to build it and execute a little bit. So that's changed a bit, but there are still people getting lots and lots of money for great ideas.
For the ideas, yeah. But you make a good point. You got to do it eventually.
You have to do it. Yeah, at the end of the day, ideas are just that. You have to execute against them.
Right. What were your biggest setbacks in doing all this? In Pure Wellness and Treem?
You know, in Pure Wellness, I had a talk about following somebody who's smarter than you. My partner, his name was Ron Keane. He's a brilliant technician. And we learned a lot. And the one thing I've learned is don't tell the market what to do. So we built something. Originally, it was a diet and nutrition, and we fiddled around with it, and we had some level of success. And then we said, well, how do we turn this into a bigger product? And we basically changed it to be a corporate and health product, and we listened to what the market said. So that's what we're always doing. Come up with an idea, but don't fall in love with your idea. Bring it out to market and learn from smarter people, which are the users.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get involved in themselves, you know, and say, this is a great idea. I don't need those guys. Right?
Yes.
Am I right?
No, you're right.
And they come in here and they're, I say, are you making any money? And they say, no.
No, there's a tremendous amount of arrogance, which is a good thing, but at the end of the day, you have to listen. You have to listen to your people, and you have to listen to the market. If you don't, you're not going to be successful.
Steve Jobs, any of those guys?
You know, Steve Jobs is brilliant, and I'd like to say that, I'm probably a combination of Larry David and Steve Jobs. Not as smart as Steve Jobs, and not as funny as Larry David, but Steve Jobs was just brilliant. He was very hard, on his people, and I try to find a soft way to be with the people I work with.
Pretty brilliant guy, though. I mean, when you think about it.
Unbelievable. I mean, I always, whenever someone tells me we can't do something, I say, this iPhone has one button, and he refused to put any other buttons on it, and it took over the world, and it's pretty amazing.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah. You, Do you have advice for somebody starting out now as an entrepreneur in anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think doing and learning and failing and doing and learning and failing is probably the most important thing.
Right.
So a lot of young people come up, and there was one person when we launched our first app, a young kid who said, "Hey, I've got ideas on how to do everything, and we should partner." And I said, "What do you have to offer?" I mean, he didn't have anything to offer. So I love the dreams that young people have,
right.
And we should dream, but at the same point, get a little experience, fail a little. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's a lot of people that sit in this chair that come in here that all say the same thing, that 9-to-5 job was not for me. They're younger.
Yep.
And they left college early against their parents' wishes and started these companies. Is that the trend, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was talking earlier with you. When I went up originally to Silicon Valley just to see if this thing had any legs before right. we started building it, someone, one of the VC came up to me and said, "Who came up with the idea?" And I said, "Well, it was me." And they go, "I have a couple of patents." They go, "No, who developed the idea?" And I said, "It was me." And they go, "Yeah, nobody old." I guess I'm old now. Nobody old comes up with
30s.
These types. Yeah, no one old comes up with these ideas. But yeah,
I wonder why they said that. That's pretty interesting.
Again, I think it is interesting, but at the same point, I do get it. Really, what inspired me to kind of build this product was watching my kids and watching how they can multitask and the things that they do and how quickly they are with technology is really different than when you and I grew up.
Yeah. Every time I get a new phone, I hand it to my son.
Yeah, figure it out.
Figure this out. You don't have to figure this out. It's called Treem. We are here to tell you about the new Facebook and also here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast. In a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 844-307-7722 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 844-307-7722. 844-307-7722. That's 844-307-7722.
The club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Ken Kaufman, my old buddy now, is here. He's the CEO and founder of Treem. And, you know, everyone always says about the internet, what's next? What's new? Can you make money on it? Can I make money on it? And I think everybody's dreamed to make the next Facebook, right?
Yes.
And this is it. It's called Treem. And you go to Treem.com. Tell me about it.
Sure. The concept came from, I have two young kids who are going ahead and always jumping from app to app. And they were early on with Facebook like everybody. And then all of a sudden, you know, all the family and the relatives got on Facebook. And then they said, they jumped onto something else, Instagram. And then they got into Instagram and everybody followed them to Instagram. And then they jumped to Snapchat. And so what I found is that nobody was providing the privacy and the selectability of who you want to send messages to. Mm-hmm. And so what the kids were doing is whenever their parents followed, they jumped to the next platform. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if we can deliver something that had the capabilities of a Facebook, but at the same point had the privacy for you to push information to the people you wanted to push it to and restrict people from sharing information that you don't want to be shared. So.
And basically, maybe Hillary Clinton should have had this. Basically, we call it the new Facebook, but it's different in a way too, right?
Yeah, it's really different. The ability of the product is almost completely different than Facebook. So if you want it to act like Facebook, you can create one giant branch and put all your friends on it and push information around it as right. You see fit. What we're doing here is we're really making it very easy to go ahead and create these branches and sub-branches and really restrict who sees what.
Now, here's the article I just sent to you 20 minutes ago.
That's right.
But this is what it looks like on, is that like a main page?
Yeah, we call it a feed, which is kind right. of the word, I guess, Facebook or Instagram or everybody else uses.
And this is all, only people that you announce can see this,
That's correct. And you could also make sure that they can't share it with anyone unless the people you shared it with. So when you
That's
send
crucial, right?
It is crucial because, you know, when you want to send something, so if it has a business angle to being used and you want to push something to customers or internal messaging to your sales force, and you don't want that to be forwarded on to everybody else. So that's one of the problems with social media. We got addicted to the audience seeing everything. So we're about the audience basically seeing what they want to see and restricting the ability for people who aren't supposed to see a message see it.
And when you started making this, the tree,
yes,
was one of your first goals to make it simple so that people could figure it out?
Yes. I mean, we want to go ahead and provide something that's easy enough to use but has the power to provide what the user wants. So we kind of call it a communications platform. We're getting away from social media because we want to be able to go ahead and communicate, whether it's to your friends, whether it's work, or wherever you want to communicate information, why not do it in some place that's private and you have control over? And that's really what the design was about. So the trees have branches and the branches have sub-branches, and you have the ability to set rules about what could be seen based upon the branch that you're on.
And the app will pick up when you want to send it something, right?
Absolutely.
So long articles and all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. The interesting part is the 20% plan. Basically, you're going to give back 20% of this company?
Yeah. So, you know, I would like to say
can
that.
I have 10%?
Sure, Pat, after this interview.
Yeah.
Well, you said Tom Brady, so I think we got to cut that down a bit. But the truth of the matter is, it's an opportunity to make the app go viral. Mm. So if people think they can make or believe they can make money by using the app, which they can, then they'll
go
ahead.
How can they?
Okay, so the way we've done it, and I talked to you a tiny bit earlier about this, was the most expensive thing to date hasn't been the development, it's been the legal fees. And so we wanted to go ahead and give 20% of our company away to our users. And that is really hard to do.
Without qualifying for sweepstakes.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to make sure if you're giving them a percentage of the company, are they qualified investors? If it's a competition, it becomes a sweepstakes. And I didn't even know that. There was a whole branch of law. All these guys from Harvard were on the phone with me telling me what we can and what we can't do. But we're taking 20% of our company. At sale or IPO, we're taking the net profit and we're putting it into a pool.
We're going to ask how that happens in a minute. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Ken Kaufman's our guest. So how are you going to do that without it being a sweepstakes?
So the way we do it...
we're talking about 20%, in case you forgot what we're talking about.
Sure.
Giving away 20%.
And I don't play a lawyer on TV or in life, but this is what I understand. And everything is transparent on our website. You can go to Treem.com and look at the awards on the bottom, and it will explain all of this. But what we've done is we set a point level. And you get points by adding friends to Treem. You get points by posting, replying, and we have a really nice...
By engaging.
Yeah, by engaging with the product and having your friends join. And by the way, if I have you join, Pat, and then you add five other people, I get points for all the people beneath you who add points. So the goal is to get as many users on the platform as possible. We don't sell anything. We just want you to use the product.
Why is it different than all the other ones?
Well, first of all, we're giving 20% of the company away. So when we sell the company...
By the way, how many legal phone calls did you have on that?
Many, 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 many. So 20% of the gross profit, we sell the company or we go IPO, it will be put into a pool. And then all the users who've exceeded a certain level of points, and it happens to be 6,500 points by about this time next year...
Right.
We'll have the ability to go ahead and share in that pool. And the more points you get, the more you can own.
You were telling me a fascinating story about YouTube.
Yes.
That a lot of it almost advertises.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what's going on right now is there's a whole revolution. All the young people, they just watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean... And yet now you have YouTube stars who are, there's one guy named PewDiePie who's, I think, the number one YouTuber. And at any given point when he produces something, he has more viewers than ABC, NBC, and CBS combined. Now, he doesn't have 24-hour programming, but he has 2 or 3 billion views right now of his videos. No, I'm not. And so we've actually incorporated that into our product as well, which is one of the things that's really gotten in the news recently, and we all read about it during the elections, is Facebook and all the social media players. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Facebook. They're all the same in some respects. Is that if they find out that I'm interested in something, I'm interested in Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, they're going to show me articles about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Well, the danger is that they're showing you articles that they own the advertising rights for. So they really, in some respects, people are saying these companies aren't high tech anymore. They're media companies. And what we're doing with our platform is we're allowing you to add as many of these channels of these YouTubers and other people. And just like you did today, we looked at some New York Jets content. You can share it with your friends, and you control what you're viewing. So right. I'm not telling you this is the article about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. You're finding the content you want, and you're sharing it within the platform.
Treem.com, and you'll see what this is like. Ken, great idea. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This has been Business Rockstars. We'll see you next time. Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea, but don't know how to get it started? Or do you have a startup or a small business that you want to take to the next level? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea or take your business to the next level with Startup Bootcamp, a free webinar that features big CEOs, your blueprint on how to launch a business in 90 days, cool entrepreneurial tech tools, how to get funded, and mentors that can help you launch and grow your business. Business Rockstars is giving you this video webinar free. Go to businessrockstars.com and register today. That's businessrockstars.com. This Business Rockstars video webinar is free for the first 1,000 to sign up. Learn how to launch or grow your business now. Go to businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com for this free webinar. That's businessrockstars.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea for a product or a business, but I don't know how to get started? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea with Startup Bootcamp. This is a free online event Thursday, January 26th. You'll learn from rockstar CEOs, including Brian Liu, founder and chairman of LegalZoom, Vanilla Lopez, former CEO IKEA North America, and from Alan Wankus, who had an idea for a movie that became Straight Outta Compton. You have a great idea but don't know how to start? Sign up now for our free online event, Business Rockstars Startup Bootcamp. Free. It's Thursday, January 26th. You want to launch your business in the next 90 days? Learn how to get funded? Launch or grow your business. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up for our free online event. You can do this. Businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Jasper Weir is joining us right now. He's the president and co-founder of Task Us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thanks, Mark.
So, Task Us, what does your company do? Something to do with tasks?
Something to do with tasks. Okay. Task Us does customer support for high-growth internet companies.
Okay.
We've got over 7,000 people across the world. And
wow.
So when you email or text one of your favorite services with a customer support problem, you're probably getting someone from TaskUs.
So when give me a contextual example. Like, say you message this actual person, a client of yours who's using TaskUs.
Let's talk about Tinder, for example.
Okay.
Let's say you're on Tinder.
Okay.
Mark, are you on Tinder?
No.
Okay. Let's say you were on Tinder and you were having a problem with Tinder and you wanted to contact and ask about this problem. Maybe you weren't getting any matches, let's say.
Okay.
And you email Tinder, hey, I'm not getting any matches, what's the problem?
Yeah, yeah.
And someone responds back. That could be someone from TaskUs.
Okay, so essentially any company that's like reaching out to their customer support or their info or anything like that, that's potentially being done by TaskUs.
That's right.
Okay. How, you guys, I'm assuming it's all independent contractors?
No, all full-time employees.
Full-time employees
that's
that are
right.
the ones responsible for doing all of this?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm assuming they go through some type of training process or something, that's why they're full-time?
All full-time, they go through training, they're selected individually for each program that we do. And so it's kind of like you would build a team here in Burbank or Santa Monica or anywhere where you're an operator, a startup or a company. And instead of hiring an additional 100 people to answer these sometimes really basic questions in an expensive office space that you have, you might use us to build and train a team custom to exactly what it is that you guys would need.
So my question for you is, there's a lot of artificial intelligence, Q&A, and actually, but what if they ask a question that it's not built in? There's artificial intelligence now that's smart enough to formulate its own responses. And in 1 or 2 or 3 years, that's the future of this. I've got friends that are at the leading edge of having that type of technology replace people to answer basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's already technology. We even use this in my own SMS texting businesses where you opt into our service. And based on what you say, an automated response, if this, then that, if this, then that, if not this, then maybe this. And it sends you text messages back or even emails back based on what's happening. Are you guys on the railroad listening to this and getting prepared for that?
Yeah, we're staying super close to that.
Okay.
My personal view is that it's moving a little bit slower than people might think.
Yeah.
Right, so it's not going to happen next month, and it's not going to happen next year.
Yeah.
So for the really basic questions, over the next few years, what I think will happen is the super basic questions, the yes or no questions that a computer can answer, a computer should answer. And we want to be able to empower our people to move up the value chain and to be able to answer harder questions or engage with customers on more sensitive issues that are better suited for humans and not computers.
I got you. So how did you get into this space? What ultimately led you to this? Was it like, you had something in a tech space before, you always knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur. Paint
that
picture.
So my co-founder, Bryce Maddock, and I started the company 8.5 years ago. We've been business partners since we were in high school, since we were 17 years old.
Awesome.
So we had different businesses together throughout high school and after college. We knew we wanted to start a business. This was before being an entrepreneur was cool, by the way.
Okay.
Right? And so we started.
Yeah, it used to mean you didn't have a job.
It used to. Really, we were just unemployable. And so we knew we had to start a business because there really wasn't a whole lot else. And it was 2008, not the best of times for the economy.
Okay.
And so our initial idea, which makes sense as to why the name is TaskUs, was a virtual personal assistant company. You're familiar with Tim Ferriss's book, 4-Hour Workweek, I'm sure.
Of course.
Right? And
all of the 4-Hour series.
And so we thought that was a big thing.
Yeah.
And we thought that as part of that, virtual assistants would take off. Every busy professional or aspiring entrepreneur would have a virtual assistant. That was our thesis.
Because of the book?
Because of the book, right? And then this was like the movement at the time.
And people then target people that read Tim Ferriss' book.
Target people that read that. Target this whole movement of like, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I want to be traveling in a hammock half the time, right? So we thought virtual assistants was going to be a big thing. And so we set out to build a company that allowed people to outsource one task at a time.
Okay.
And so we had tested service providers from 12 different countries before realizing that the Philippines was a really great place to do this work. And so we'd hired a few people on our own in the Philippines who would fulfill these basic tasks that we had coming in from the few clients that we had. That business model, I don't know if you can tell, was horrible. I mean, it's like, because you're working for $10 an hour and you're trying to meet the demands of all of these very finicky clients, and then you would outsource the work to someone in another country. We'd get the work back. We ended up fixing it ourselves. So great value to the customer to have Bryce and I doing work for $10 an hour, but really hard as a business model. But through that, we had a team in the Philippines. And then we went to other people that we knew who were building startups, just having identified ourselves as startup founders in Santa Monica. And we said, hey, how can we help you guys outsource different functions of your business? We've got this great team in the Philippines. And then we got our first client, which did a voicemail to text transcription. That entrepreneur, Jamie Siminoff, went off to start other companies. He's now running Ring, which is the video doorbell, which is doing really well. And we went overnight from having five people to about 100 listening to voicemails and then transcribing them in a Google Voice type service called PhoneTag.
That's amazing, brother. So you, like so many other entrepreneurs out there, had experiences, in your case, a company that failed, but it ultimately led you to where you're at now. We've got the president and co-founder of Task Us, Jasper Weir, joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to know what you feel like has been one of your biggest lessons as an entrepreneur.
So early on, Bryce and I would sit there in our office. We'd get there earlier. We'd stay later. And we just would say to ourselves, like, hey, this is just how it's going to be. Yeah. You and I are always going to work harder than everybody else. We're the owners of the business, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. That was a big mistake. And that was the wrong mindset.
Why?
Because it's not true. We just didn't hire the right people. Mm. And so all it took was one employee that we hired, who's still with us today, I remember. And he came in early, and he worked at his job with as much passion as we did. And so it took only one person for us to realize, hey, we're not giving people enough credit. Other people, the right people in the right roles, will really be instrumental in helping us build this business. And those people are out there. We just need to be really, really careful and make sure we find the right folks.
Mm. And how do you do that, though? Because it's one thing to say it. It's a whole other thing to go out there. And I have done so many of these interviews with people, and they're like, some say finding talent's easy, keeping it's hard. Some people say finding talent's the tough part, keeping it's the easy part. So how do you go about finding this amazing talent? How do you keep it?
Well, it's both hard is what I would say to those two questions.
Can be.
Yeah, it can be. So the first thing I would say is have a process. Have a hiring process. And we were early on, we hired different sorts of small business consultants as soon as we could afford it. And they just taught us a really simple kind of time-tested, very boring process to interviewing.
My question is, for the aspiring entrepreneur, somebody like yourself, you failed, you've made iterations, you've pivoted, you've learned a lot. And I want to take that wisdom and I want to share it with the aspiring entrepreneurs, the person who says, look, I've got a job still. Mm-hmm. And I really, really, really want to quit it soon. I want to shift over and follow my passion. And I want to start a business. That's why I'm listening to this show. I want to put the pieces together. I want people like Jasper to help me. What do you feel like are three things that that aspirational entrepreneur needs to know as soon as they get into the game or before they even get in?
Yeah. So I'll start first with picking a co-founder, because a lot of people do want co-founders these days. There's not so many sole founders.
So somebody to start the business with.
Someone to start the business with, right? Okay. If you don't want to do it alone. That is something that people don't spend enough time with. Most partnerships are very hard and end in failure. I'm super lucky to work with somebody like Bryce, but we know each other since high school. We've been working together for over a decade, over 12 years.
I've known my business partner since kindergarten.
And you got us beat there. So,
well, we haven't been business partners. We've only been business partners for 4 years.
Okay, so talk to me in eight.
There you go.
Right.
See.
So, but it's so important. And some people will be like, oh, I like this person. Okay. Or they will be able to, you know, just like fool themselves into thinking because they have this skill that means they could spend the rest of their lives working with this person.
Yes.
It is such an important decision. And so there's a lot of ways you can choose it. But my advice would be really careful. And go take a trip together before. If you don't know this person very well, if you only know them through a work setting, go camping together for the weekend. Or like Bryce and I did when we were 18, we backpacked around Europe together for 6 weeks. That's how we knew that we could get along and be partners, was in kind of travel. So that's one like little hack that I think, excuse me, if you're going to pick a co-founder, try that. That's advice number one.
Yeah.
Advice number two I would have is embrace being small. So when you're starting a company, if you're starting an agency,
it's exciting. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And if you're in a service business like I am, it's so funny to me. You probably see this when you go to a website, and every company describes himself as the leading this and that, right? Yeah. I'm like, well, not everybody can lead every single category.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's room for boutique, and there's room for small. If you're a web development company and you're five guys in a garage, talk about being five guys in a garage, because I guarantee there are companies that want to hire five guys in a garage, yeah. And they don't want the big, expensive website company with
people are
overhead.
Turned off by the leading whatever.
That's right. And so embrace who you are. Embrace who you are, because there's the right buyer for you. And not everybody's going to be your buyer, and that's okay. Yeah. And then the last one, which I think is the most important, which is for aspiring entrepreneurs and something I continue to tell myself today, is if you do not ask, you will not receive. I think that is something that people really get tripped up on. And this could be asking for funding, asking for advice, asking for a sale. All of these things you have to do if you're going to start a company. You got to get uncomfortable. And so the sooner you start asking for things and getting outside of your comfort zone, the better it's going to be. And ultimately, nothing bad's going to happen from asking. The worst that can happen is you're back to where you were, and maybe the answer is no, and you keep going.
Fantastic advice. Simple advice, but at the same time, common sense is not always common practice. And I think some of the best coaches and mentors and consultants in the world help their people that they're coaching and advising apply the basics.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's the basics that get us to where we want to be. And then we get there and we stop doing what got us there.
Yep.
And we start thinking that now it needs to be complex. So I love that you brought that up. Go back to the basics and ask. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thanks, Mark, for having me.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. And if you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. When you're in a leadership position, it is imperative that the people with whom you work respect you, but respect is never a given. Here are a few tips to earn more respect at the office. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, well, be kind. Always be polite to everyone you meet during the day, from your spouse and children to your coworkers. Give others the same respect you'd like to receive yourself. Number two, listen well. Listening is an active process, not a passive one. Actively listening by taking your own opinions and thoughts out of your mind and actually hear what the other person is trying to convey, you will make others feel important and validated. Number three, be willing to change. Being stubborn won't get you anywhere. Make an effort to grow as a person, learn new skills, try new activities, and especially re-examine your automatic behaviors. And don't forget to congratulate yourself on progress you make along the way on becoming a better person. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. Speaking of hate, don't you hate to give your wife or girlfriend a bad gift? That look of disappointment in her eyes? It ruins the moment. So I've made it my mission to help guys everywhere avoid that look of disappointment. Roses are a nice gift until they end up in the trash a week later. But what if you could give her a rose that would last forever? Here's the solution. A real long-stem rose deeply dipped in 24-karat pure gold. It lasts forever. She'll display it all year long. Picture it, a real rose, picked at the height of its beauty and then lavishly preserved in 24-karat gold. Voila! The perfect gift! Your 24-karat gold rose will arrive at your door in a signature gold gift box with your own personalized love note. Sound expensive? They're just $59. Call 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER or go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Order now and receive free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. The perfect gift at the perfect price. Just $59 at IHateStevenSinger.com.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You shouldn't
this
have to choose.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's
800-721-6723.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show.
Now let's check in with Alex Worley for good reason. She's always got somebody great. Alex?
How do you authentically engage your customers on social media? Here to help us answer that question, Carlos Garcia. He is the CEO of Hyper, and you have a lot of experience in this area. Give us some insight to how you've built this experience in social media.
Well, I would say throughout the last 10 years of my career, the first company that we built was basically we grew on the back of Facebook. So we were one of the first 12 apps on Facebook. We grew to 3.5 million users organically without any advertising. And then we applied, after we sold that company in 2010, we applied that knowledge to global brands, and we built a social marketing agency. We used to call it a social marketing accelerator for global brands. And we had clients like Netflix and Samsung, a couple of airlines, you know, like, and it was a very successful company that is still running. Actually, now a VP of Facebook is the CEO, became the CEO of that company. And when we came up with the idea for Hyper, it was really out of all the learnings that we've had over our career and looking for direct engagement and delightful engagement, hopefully, as opposed to what other companies were doing in social media, which was just listening or publishing.
So what is the bottom line key to authentic engagement with customers?
Well, I mean, being authentic is easier said than done. You know, like, I mean, it has to...
Yeah, it's like, what does that mean? Like, we hear this word authentic, but what does it mean when it translates to social media?
Well, it has to feel natural. It cannot be self-serving. You know, like, it has to be designed to be shareable. Being part of a community is key, right? So if you are... It's like karma. Like, if you're putting good content out there that people are going to embrace and share and welcome, then you're going to get followers, you're going to get all the things that companies try to measure, but ultimately all of that comes back to you. It's like the laws of attraction. It comes back to you if you are putting good things out to the world.
Yeah, so we don't want to be self-serving. Give me an example of what that might look like.
So I would say, for example, most of our clients in Hyper, they understand this, right? You know, like they start with the premise that they are not using our platform to sell. It's not about a Marriott hotel guest staying one more night at the hotel. It's about elevating their experience while they are there.
So don't be salesy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And they will understand that their guests that are there right now and posting from their hotels are their most important customers, the ones who are with them right now.
To keep them coming back.
Exactly. Same at a sports stadium. You know, like, I mean, your fans are there to see the team. If you're the Golden State Warriors, they're there to see Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. And engaging them on social media, we say that the comment is the new autograph, right? So all of a sudden, by engaging them and acknowledging that they are there and celebrating that they are there with you, that is going to elevate their social profile, and they are going to be even more happy to engage with your brand.
And I see social media engagement as kind of twofold. It's the content you put out there, what you're posting, and then also how you're interacting with your customers or potential customers on social media. So let's start with the first one. What kind of content should companies be posting?
So it has to be designed for interaction. So the two, you're absolutely right. You know, like there's those two angles to engagement. Mm-hmm. They have to go hand in hand. So a lot of companies, they post content out to the world, and it's almost like set it and forget it. They are just broadcasting content to the world. If that is the approach, it's going to fail. But if you are there to re-engage with the people that are commenting on your post, you know, like, and you are building a true relationship, then that becomes more meaningful, and it comes back to building better content. So I think about it as a cycle. So if you build great content and now you start engaging with people that are interacting with that content, you're going to learn how to make better content, and it's just going to
just
keep on making it better.
Positive cycle.
Absolutely, yes.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Carlos Garcia. He is the CEO of Hyper. So when it comes to posting authentic content, I would imagine for some of these big companies that you work with, it's probably kind of tricky to be personable and really show that there are people behind the brand. So how do you kind of create a voice and really let that authentic voice shine through?
It really, when you see it, you can recognize that it feels like a friend talking to another friend. Mm-hmm. And there's emojis, you know, like, and there's, you know, like, I mean, all
almost like a text message. Like, what would you text a friend?
That's exactly it. You know, like, when I think about the tone of voice and, you know, like, and the ethos of what we are building at Hyper, I look at what our customers are doing with the platform, and, you know, like, it's very difficult to describe, but when you see it and you see a sports team saying welcome home to a fan that is posting that this is the first time that they post from, that they are at a game.
Yeah.
And they use emojis and all of that. That's really what it feels like. It's that direct engagement, that it's very casual, and, you know, like, it's not, it doesn't feel planned. It feels like you're just there and you're reacting to someone that is a friend.
And you made a really good point, too. Even when you're posting your caption for, let's say, a photo on Instagram, I would imagine it's more authentic to act as though you're just talking to one person. You know, you're gearing that caption towards one person versus the thousands of people that are maybe following you, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, like, and a lot of companies lose sight of that. You know, like, if you know your audience, you know,
you should know your ideal client, your ideal customer, whatever you want to call them.
And that should be your protagonist. That should be the subject to who you are referring to and talking to on social media, not the entire world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much to my guest, Carlos Garcia. He is the CEO of Hyper. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea, but don't know how to get started? Or do you have a startup or small business that you want to grow and take to the next level? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea or take your business to the next level with Startup Bootcamp, a free webinar that features big CEOs as well as your blueprint on how to launch a business in 90 days and mentors that share exactly step-by-step how to get funded that can help you launch and grow your business. Business Rockstars is giving you this video webinar free. Go to businessrockstars.com and register now. That's businessrockstars.com. This Business Rockstars video webinar is free for the first 1,000 people to sign up. Learn how to launch or grow your business now. Go to businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com for this free webinar. That's businessrockstars.com.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
BizTalk Radio.